I try and dispel confusion as opposed to creating confusion, to use Eric Torsi's language. So I just wanted to review two points that we made last time, because I'm not sure they came out as clearly as I wanted. What we meant to address was that there's a basic distinction one can make within kosher. What is the focus? Is the focus the tying of two objects together, or is the focus the making of the knot? And we presented two differences as to nafkaminas regarding this issue. The first one would be if you tie one, you make what you know one knot within the string itself at the end of the string. The other nafkamina would be if you tie the two ends of one string together, because there the assumption is that you're not tying two things together; you're tying a knot within one string. So you would have the kesher aspect, the kesher element, but you wouldn't have the chibur element. You wouldn't be attaching two things together. However, Jeremy Baron correctly pointed out that the Avnei Nezer, even though he presents that issue in this fashion, he tends to negate these two issues in terms of the larger issue of what exactly is the melacha of kosher. Because one could suggest that the only chayev, if you tie a knot in the end of a string, is if it's going through a hole and you're attaching the string to some sort of board, let's say. It's easy to imagine. So I've attached the string to the board by putting a knot. Let's say, you know, shades work like that all the time. They have a little bulb at the bottom, and they attach because there's a big knot at the bottom. And therefore, it doesn't slide through the bulb. So you really have attached two things by making a knot in the end of a string. Or the case of attaching two ends of the string together, that was because it was keeping the tefillin in place. So you really have attached the tefillin to the string, to the ritzua. However, in Shulchan Aruch, the reason we didn't focus on that is because in Shulchan Aruch, it's not presented in that way. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says plainly, if you tie a knot in the end of a string, you're a chayiv. That's considered a kasher shel kayama. So the Avnei Nezer's point is well taken, but it doesn't seem like we accept that halacha l'maisa. However, it's important because this issue keeps resurfacing. It should have been... been a nice chakira that we automatically assume one way because that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not true. The issue keeps recurring. We mentioned that the issue seems to come up by two other test cases for this issue. One was by Matir, one was by Nituk. If you cut the string, is that considered Hataras HaKesher or not Hataras HaKesher? So if the focus is the Kesher, it's not Hataras HaKesher. If the focus is the Chibur, maybe it would be considered Hataras HaKesher. And that seems to be a Machlokas HaAchronim. The Magen Avraham is Machmir. And the Chazon Ish was Meikel. Another nafkamina we mentioned was by a kesher sheyachol atira ba'achas miyadav, because there presumably you don't have such a strong chibur, but you might have a tzuras kesher. So in both of those issues, and that's unclear, we seem to pass in like the Rambam by that you would be chayiv. So again, the issue seems to be somewhat unclear. So we'll leave it to somewhat of an open question. We also mentioned last time, and this will bring us into the topic for today, is that there are three types of kshiros that are mentioned in the Mishnayos. One kesher is called, we'll call kesher shel kayama. It's meant to last forever. Not literally forever. The poskim, I don't know where they get this shear, but half a year or something like that. More than half a year. I don't know why that should be significant, but it's meant to last indefinitely. Then there's a kesher she'eino shel kayama. It's meant to last more than a day, according to some, or more than a week, according to others. That's a kesher she'eino shel kayama, that's also midrabbanan. And then there is a kesher ha'asui lahatir. It's meant to be untied, either within a day or within a week. And that's permissible to be tied. We mentioned the machlokas. There are two machlokas within the poskim regarding how we categorize things. It should be very straightforward, but it's not. The Taz says that it literally means it's meant to be untied within a day or within a week. That's a kesher asur lahatir. The levush has a... that's all called asur lahatir. That's mutter. Asur lahatir is mutter. I'm making up my own term. Asur lahatir is mutter. Eino shel kayama is asur midrabanan. Shel kayama is chayiv.
Oh.
Shel kayama means it's going to last a long time indefinitely. Eino shel kayama means more than a week or more than a day. 2 days as in the Ramah. Mm-hmm. And asur lahatir means... made to be untied.
The Taz distinction is
say again? Taz says literally, it's pshuto kamashmo, it's meant to be untied within a day or within the week. Then it's mutter. If it's meant to be, last longer, then it's usser. Or if it does last longer, then it's usser. The Levush says as long as it's meant to be untied at the earliest possible occasion. If I tie it and I send it to your house and it takes a few weeks to get to your house, that's still koid also you go out there, because when it gets to your house, it's meant that when you want to use it, it's meant to be untied immediately. That's an important distinction which we'll keep resurfacing. That's machlokes in taz and lavush. And then we mentioned a further machlokes within this, what's called asi gohata, what's not called asi gohata. Does it all depend on my das, or does it depend on the tsuras of the kesher, what most people have in mind? And that was a machlokes between the taz and the beis meir. Why should there be such a halacha? One second. Why should there be such a halacha in kosher that it's if it's eno miskayim, so then it's mutter, it could be het gomer, could only be asim midrabbanan, depending on the circumstances. Why should there be such halacha in kosher? So the Avnei Nezah is a tshuva discussing the basis for this halacha. Eino miskayim is pater of alaser, more than a day or a week, but not forever. That's pater of alaser. There's a middle category, right?
Why
is there this halacha at all? If it's meant to be undone, I did the malacha, so what I mean to undo it? Let's say I write out a whole story and then I erase it. Still chayiv. Kosev of a manas limchok is also chayiv.
So you should be chayiv,
right? Yeah. Why? Just because I mean to undo it? Let's say I do Borer, having in mind to remix them afterwards. It's still Borer. So the Avnei Nezah quotes from a sefer called Lashon Hazav, that this is based on the Mishnah that we've mentioned previously by Bona, that a binyan she'eno miskayim, we mentioned it by Tzviya, that a coloring she'eno miskayim is not considered a Tzviya or a Bona. So Avnei Nezah rejects that as a possible source, because, again, that means that it doesn't last in and of itself. I write something and the ksav fades. Doesn't last that long. Here, the knot could have lasted forever. I just have in mind to untie it. That's like writing something in permanent ink and have some potion that erases it. But still, it was a ksav. So that's not included within that Mishnah. So the Avnei Nezah suggests a big chiddush, that a kesher, which is meant to be untied, is not called a kesher in Kol Torah Kula. It's not a halacha that's local to Hilchos Shabbos. A kesher that's meant to be untied is not called a kesher, but Kol Torah Kula. It's just not called a kesher. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer is prepared to be machmir, that one cannot borrow tefillin from his friend. We mentioned this last time. This is what it's based on. The Avnei Nezer says a kesher that's meant to be untied is not called a kesher. So if I lend to you my tefillin and you have to tie it in a different type of knot to fit your head, and you're going to give it back to me and I'm going to untie your knot and retie it to my head size. So when you had it on your head, that was a kesher she'eino shel kayama, because it was meant to be untied. So the same way it's not a kesher in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not a kesher in Hilchos Tefillin. So Shelter in the Nefesh HaRav quotes from the Rav that he rejected this Chumrah of the Avnei Nezer, because he says he mixed up two different principles. He says in Shabbos, in Tefillin, you just need a Tzuras Kesher. That's it. As long as I have, it looks like a knot, that's the knot. Doesn't make a difference whether I intend to untie it or I don't intend to untie it. In Shabbos, the definition of Kesher is not just I have a knot. I have to intend to leave it. The definition of kesher is different in the two contexts. Tefillin, it means one thing. Shabbos, it means something else. And it says Avnei Nezer confused those two terms. The problem is that Avnei Nezer has a Mordechai, which equates the two. The Mordechai quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who is one of the Baalei Tosfos. Rabbeinu Eliyahu's position was that for tefillin, you had to retie the knot every single day. Machlokas in the Baalei Tosfos. Every single day, that was part of Ukshartem. You should tie it every single day. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, on the opinion of Rabbi Eliyahu, how can you say that? But the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that if a person, in Masechet Erevin, which we've mentioned, that if a person is walking in the street on Shabbos and he finds tefillin chadashos, he doesn't have to bring them home. Why? Because in order to bring them home, he's going to have to tie the knot around his head. And you can't tie the knot on Shabbos. Be kosher. But according to Rebbe Eliyahu, you're going to untie it the next day. So that's a kesher she'eino shel kayama. Why couldn't I tie it? According to Rebbe Eliyahu, you have to retie it every day. Why couldn't I tie the tefillin? I'm walking in the street to find tefillin. Okay, I'll tie it today because tomorrow I'm going to untie it. That's a kesher she'eino shel kayama holidays.
No, I mean, that's that's 24 hours already.
Less than 24 hours. I'm walking in the next morning. It'll be less than 24 hours. Okay, if it's more than 24 hours, okay, maybe the shita is 7 days. Okay, all right. So Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rabbi Eliyahu. He says, must be it has to last for a long period of time. However, the Mordechai defends the opinion of Rabbi Eliyahu, and he says, no, since it would be a kesher le'inyan tefillin, for Rabbi Eliyahu, it's always a kesher she'eino shekayama. So since it's a kesher le'inyan tefillin, kind of like a migo that is a kesher le'inyan tefillin, it's a kesher le'inyan Shabbos, and you would be chayiv, even though you plan on untying it the next day. So the Mordechai confused these two terms of the Rav then. I mean, if these are two halachos, how could the Mordechai say, since it's a kesher linyan tefillin, it's a kesher linyan Shabbos? If they're two separate concepts, how could the Mordechai equate them? So Elamai, they are the same concept. So therefore, the Avnei says for us, that we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't tie the kesher shel tefillin every single day. If tefillin and Shabbos are the same, it should come out that if I plan on untying my tefillin the next day, and it's not a kesher linyan Shabbos, it should not be a kesher linyan tefillin either. Yeah. It goes the other way. Why not? Good. Okay. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Baruch Shekivanta. So Reb Shlomo Zalman and his wonderful sefer Megillah Sefer disagree with Avnei Nezer for different reasons. They say, true, even though it goes in one direction, even though it's a kesher linyan tefillin and that's mechayev you for Shabbos, it's not a, it doesn't work the other way. It doesn't mean that just whatever is not a kesher for Shabbos is not a kesher linyan tefillin. Why? Because they say we really have to understand how one could be chayev for kosher at all. All you've done, you haven't, in the melachos of Shabbos, you generally have to do something creative. In kosher, you haven't done anything. All you've done is brought two things together. Nothing new was created. I've attached two items. Good. Item A is, instead of being two distinct, are now A and B, instead of being two distinct items, are now one united item. They're next to each other, A slash B. So what? That's not significant. What makes it significant is if I plan to leave it there. Oh, if I plan to leave it there, it's always going to be A slash B, then that's item C. That's something else. Okay, that's significant. But what if I plan on untying it? So that's insignificant. It undermines the whole yesod of the melacha of kosher. I haven't done anything significant. But what if that kesher she'eino shel kayama works linyan tefillin? It helps me put on tefillin. So now the kesher has chashivas b'fnei atzmo. It's something that's worthy. It's creative in and of itself because it's creative linyan tefillin. So since it's creative linyan tefillin, I could be chayv on Shabbos too because I've created something significant. But just because it's not a kesher linyan Shabbos doesn't mean that it shouldn't be a kesher linyan tefillin. It's not that the two are necessarily the same. It could be the Rav was right. But sin, what the Mordechai means is that since it's a kesher linyan tefillin, it has chashivas linyan Shabbos too, because I've done something creative. This could be the same understanding. This is a parenthetical comment. This is the Ramah mentions here that there are two opinions. We'll talk about it when we talk about Topher, whether or not this halacha of Eino Shel Kayam applies to Topher as well. Some opinions hold, some Yishonim hold it does apply to Topher, and some Yishonim hold it does not. If it does apply to Topher, the understanding would be that, again, I haven't done anything significant. If I plan on undoing the Tefirah right away, the whole halacha of Topher, again, is just joining two items together. So what have I done that's so significant? Unless I plan on leaving it there for some sort of period of time. But other Rishonim might hold that Topher is different, because we mentioned last time that Ramosha holds Topher is different than Kosher, because Topher, the items become so attached, more attached than Kosher, that I need Korea to undo it. Like I glue it. So then, maybe that's significant in and of itself, even if I don't intend to leave it there for a significant amount of time, because it literally became a different object. It's not A slash B, it's C. Anyway, again, though, if we want to be honest here, this seems to be blurring the line between what is the melacha of kosher all about. Is it about bringing two things together, or is it about making the knot? If it's about making the knot, then the knot is the thing which is significant in and of itself, not the bringing of two items together. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to assume that the malacha is the bringing of the two items together. He has the same assumption regarding a tshuva of the Mariel Diskin. Mariel Diskin was talking about, let's say I make a kesher, and I don't have in mind to undo the kesher, not because I don't need the two items to be separated later out of laziness. I only need it to be to do its work for, let's say, a few days, and then I'm going to throw it out. The whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, I'm going to throw out. Not because I care about the kesher, I could care less, just I'm not going to take the time to undo it if I'm going to throw the whole thing out. So the Mariel Diskin says, well, that's a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. I don't need it. Yeah, malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa is awesome in the Rabbanon. So he says, yeah, well, if I'm going to throw the whole thing out, perhaps that's like a hataras hakesher. So in the Shmir Shabbos, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that he disagreed with the Mariel Diskin. Say, because the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah that if a person is Oge the Lulav on Shabbos, that's the Malach of Kosher. And Rashi says, why is it Kosher? Because it's only 7 days. Some Rishonim hold, you know, it's only a few days. So Rashi says, no, because I never intend to undo the Kesher of the Eged. I'll take it and throw it out like that. So Shlomo Zalman says, even though that Kesher is meant to be thrown out, Rashi still says, you're chayiv. At best, it should have been asamid rabbanon. According to some shittas, maybe even mutter. Depends when I tied my lulav. So you see, something that's meant to be thrown out is called the kesher olamis. Because the knot is never meant to be untied. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman suggested that, let's say, a person is called on to tie stitches, to do suturing on Shabbos. So the big discussion is, once you've sutured the wound, so, you know, you've closed it, so you don't necessarily always have to tie the knots at the end. There's sometimes, yes, sometimes no. Depends on how you do the stitches. So Shlomo Zalman thought that perhaps you should wait to tie the knots, because that might be a separate issa midoraisa, because they never intend to untie the knot, they just cut the string. They cut the, they never untie the knots of stitches. They just, when they remove them, they cut the loop, and the knot falls away, and they throw that in the garbage. So that knot is meant to last. That's the assumption. Not like the Chazon Ish. Those who disagree, we'll get to them in 1 second. You're right, that's the assumption. Which might itself be a contradiction in terms of what he's about to say. So originally, Shlomo Zalman was machmer on that. However, in the Chela Gimel of the Shmir Shabbos, of Shlomo Zalman says, maybe the two aren't the same. Maybe Lulav is different, because there I need the Eged. The Eged itself, the Kesher itself, is significant. I need it as for its own sake. The Kesher is significant, either because of Zekei Levan Veyu, or because of the Halacha, the Lulav Tzarech Eged. But he says here, by the stitches, the whole significance of the Kesher is because it brings two items together. So he says, if I'm going to cut it and throw it out, so then the kesher is insignificant now. It's not serving its main purpose. The main purpose was to bring two items together. Now it's not bringing anything together. So who says that it's called the kesher at all? Like what you were saying. So maybe it's not the same as the lulav. The lulav, you take the whole thing and you throw it out, all wound up still. Here, you cut it first and then you throw it out. So maybe that's not the same. So Shlomo Zalman was chozer on the stitches in the bottom of the Nishmas Avram. Chelik Dalad, he quotes the Shemir Shabbos, he shouldn't tie the knot at the end of the stitches unless you really have to. And then he says, yeah, but later Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that it's only Asa Midrabanan. When it's Asa Midrabanan, everything else, it becomes a whole different story. Similarly, the Avnei Nezer is a tshuva where he quotes a Rashi and a Ravid, he collects all these Rishonim. In two different places, talking about two different things. That if I tie a knot, and Rashi's talking about if it's also migemi, it's a very, you know, rubbery, stringy type thing, which is going to break. It can't last. It's not made to last. So since the whole thing is going to break, even though I never intend on untying, let's say I tie it from one end of the room to the other end of the room, for whatever reason. And then it's also going to break. Or the Ravid was talking about something that the animals are going to eat. It's never going to last. But I never intend on untying the knot at either end. That's not called the kesher ha'osli l'kayim. That's not called the kesher shel kayama. It might be a kesher she'eno shel kayama. It's meant to last a few days. So maybe that's a kesher she'eno shel kayama. But the stitches too is meant to last a few days. That's a kesher she'eino shokayom. But here it's meant to break. So the kesher is not serving its purpose of being mechaber the two things. So that's not called that. Perhaps that can't be called a kesher. That will be called hataras hakesher. Therefore, I thought if they have these stitches now, I don't think they use them so much on external wounds. They more use them in internal wounds, but sometimes they use them in external wounds that get absorbed in the skin. The insides get absorbed in the skin, in the stitches themselves, and then the knots at the end you cut off, or they fall off. So that's also ain't also it's not also l'kayim. So that also couldn't be. Regardless of the svara, it's the same svara really as Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if I cut it and I intend to throw it out like that, it's not serving its purpose of being mechaber the two sides. But again, it seems to me that this is all based on the assumption that kosher is about attaching two things together. So since it's no longer serving its purpose of attaching item A to item B, I'm going to throw out the knot as it is, so then that's not called a kesher. But that's at least taking some sort of side, at least it's saying that that's part of the Malach of Kosher, is attaching item A to item B. It might not only be about the Kesher, maybe it's both, maybe it's just that. I don't know, I think it's somewhat of an open question. All of this whole structure of the three types of Ksharim, and one is a Chayev, one is Asa Midrabanan, and one is Heter Gomer, is all within Rashi and the Rosh. That's the opinion of the Rama, quotes this as a Yesh Omer. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskan like this. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramam and the Rif, who have a different, they have the same categories. Chayv Chatos, Asa Midrabanan, Heter Gomer, but they have different things in the categories. For the Ramam and the Rif, in order to be Chayv Chatos, it has to be a Kesh Asri Shokayama, it's meant to last Olamis. And it has to be a Maisa Uman. In order to be Asa Midrabanan, it could be either a Kesher Shel Kayama or a Maisa Uman. In order to be Heter Gomer means it's neither one of those two. So there are basically two major nafkaminas between the Rashi and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif versus Rashi and the Rosh. If it's Eino Shel Kayama, but it's meant to last, let's say, a few weeks, and it's not a Maisa Uman. So it's meant to last a few weeks, not a year. It's meant to last a few weeks, and it's not a Maisa Uman. So for the Ram and the Rif, that would be Heter Gomer, because it's neither Shokayoma, nor is it Maisa Uman. For Rashi and the Rosh, that would be also Midrabanan, because it's also Lekayim, a little bit. The other Navkamina is if it's a Maisa Uman, but it's also Lehater Bobiyom. Let's say you tie a nice knot, and you mean to untie it that day, so for Rashi that would be Mutter, for the Ram and the Rif that's also Midrabanan, because you have one of the elements. Then we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that. But this is in theory. Question is, what is called a Maisa Uman? So the Shilta Yagiborim on the side of the Rif wonders about this. It says, Lo Nizbar Mahu. We don't exactly know what this is all about. So therefore, as because of a lack of knowledge, he says we have to there assume that every kesher that's a mehudak tfei, that's very tight, is a maisa uman. And this is quoted in the Ramah by the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore the Ramah says a kesher, I'll gotta be kesher. If I tie one knot, then I tie another knot. A knot is just putting, weaving them together once, even though it doesn't last that long. That's called a kesher. I do that twice, a double knot, that's we have to be afraid already is a maisa uman, because it's very tight. Rama says, Deinon b'kiyin eizim mikri kesher shel uman. So therefore, even if I have in mind to untie a kesher, I'll gotta be kesher that day. So for Rashi, that'll be mutter, because I have in mind to untie it that day. But for the Rama already, we have to be afraid that that's a Maisa Uman. So it's also Midrabanan. So again, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Ramam in the Rif. The Rama throws in the Rashi and the Rush, and we're machmir for both. And what's called a Maisa Uman, we have the Shilta Yibarim that we're machmir for everything. We don't know anything that's a Mahudak Tfei is already a Maisa Uman. The Ramah nevertheless adds that b'makom tsar, it's unclear where exactly this comes from, but b'makom tsar, you can be makel to undo a kesher, I gotta be kesher. I guess it's whatever. Malkum Tsar, we don't have to be machmir so far.
It was old enough to be tired, at least Kesher got the Kesher.
We'll get to that. It might be. If you do something in between, it might be. You might lose its potency.
Yeah, if you have like an aniva that turns
right, into a right, right. However, that's the opinion of the Shulte Giporim Kefi Pshuto. Not everybody is so convinced of this Chumra of the Ramah. The Gra, and the Bira Gra over here, says, yeah, then why does the Mishnah say Kesher HaSafanim, the Kesher of the boat goers, or Kesher HaGemolim, the Kesher of the camel drivers? Should have just said, why does it have to be from them? Why do they have to be the ones who are doing it? Why is it focused on the individuals? It should have just said Kesher
Hasfinos
or something like that. Why is it focusing on the individual? Okay. So the Gra says because it has to be those, implies, because it has to be those people who are tying it. It has to be some sort of Uman. The Ramach is quoted by the case of Mishnah and that Rambam by the Maisa Uman as asking. He asks the Rambam, why does it depend on who ties it? It should just depend on the knot. And he's off Pitzarchian. So clearly you see that the Ramach is also assuming like the Gra. Otherwise he wouldn't ask. Why does it depend on who ties it?
No, they disagree with Ramach.
The Ramach seems to be assuming like the Gra, that it depends on who ties it. It literally means
it
Uma.
On the knot in
the end. He says it should depend on the knot, and he asks that on the Rambam. Clearly he's assuming that the Rambam meant it doesn't depend on the knot, it depends on the person doing it. So he understood within the Rambam.
The Rambam is like the Gra.
The Rambam like the Gra. We're trying to understand the Rambam now. So the Ramach disagrees for that reason, but clearly understood the Rambam that way. And the Aruch HaShulchan is the strongest kasha. The Aruch HaShulchan also is the big proponent of that it means Maisa Uman literally, because then why did the Rambam say Maisa Uman? If he meant a tight knot, he should have said Hudak Tvei. He obviously, and the Rambam has two elements. He says Kesher Shokayama and Maisa Uman. If it's a tight knot, presumably it's a Kesher Shel Kayama. Why would you tie a tight knot only temporarily? So from the fact that there are two elements, he says that we have the right to assume. Maybe we don't have the right to assume, but he assumes we have the right to assume that that means that it's meant to be lasting. So why throw in the Maisa Uman too? Must be that something else. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan is makel to untie a knot that does not require some sort of expertise. To undo it, as long as you have a mind to be matur that day or within the week, according to that opinion. The Shulte Giborim already seems to waver on this issue, because the Shulte Giborim is talking about tying a knot at the end of the string, at the end of one of the sides of the string, and he says, yeah, that, even though it's very tight, anybody could tie that knot. You don't need a Newman to do it. So the later Achronim point out, what's going on? It's very tight. I thought he said that was Maisa Uman. So the way the Shulte Giborim seems to be generally understood is that really the Shulte Giborim also agrees with the Aruch HaShulchan and with the Gra and with the Ramach that it means Maisa Uman literally, but we don't know what that is. So something which we know, you don't need an Uman to tie, Kesher Echad, Avada, that's Mutter. But anything more than that, the Shulte Giborim is already Choshesh L'Hachmir. So the Ramah seems to assume that this is a Chumra Medina. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Gra and the Ramach don't have this Chumra at all. They assume that the whole thing, L'hoyev O'nivra, Maisa Uman means Maisa Uman literally. The Chazon Ish thinks that we should accept the Ramah, the Chumra, as a Chumra Ba'alma. Not Medina.
Are we confusing two things? Shneik Sharim and Maisa Uman?
The Shulte Giborim assumes that those are two and the same.
He says something about Shneik Sharim?
He says, whatever is Mehudak Tvei. Therefore, the Ramah says, since we don't know whatever is Mehudak Tvei, we have to be machmer by a Kesher or Gabi Kesher.
But why does the Ramah just respond to the terminology of the Shulchan Aruch, which uses Uma?
I don't know.
It's just strange to look at the Ramah as talking about
Ramah's defining Maisa Uman. He throws that in. He says, we don't know Eizem Mikesh or Mikesh Uman. So therefore, Yeshu Yizoya Shalom Ha'atishim Kesher De'ein Anu Bikiyin.
He says we don't know what Uman.
Eizem Mikri Kesher Shaluman.
Okay, my mistake. Okay.
Yeah. So again, some accept the Ramah Medina, that I say that was a Mishnah Berurah, and others, the Aruch HaShulchan holds that we don't have to accept the Ramah at all, and the Chazon Ish thinks it's a Chumra Ba'alma. Chazon Ish is talking about a different Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah calls him the Chai Adam. But let's say a person is tying an aniva, and it happens to slip into a kesher. It happens all the time when people are tying their shoes. And it slips into a kesher, or gabi kesher. So the Chai Adam says you could be matter that. That's not called, since even though the aniva was meant to last, let's say I was planning on tying my shoes in an aniva and it was meant to last for a week. So aniva is mutter. But I mean to last it for a week. Okay, I mean it's lasting for a week on aniva is mutter. It's not a kesher. We mentioned that last time. Aniva is not a kesher at all. It's nothing. So it's meant to last a week. But now it slips into a kesher. Ooh. Now, do I put together or it was mine to last a week? And now it's a kesher. How can I undo it? So Chai Adam says, yeah, but since it all happened betos, we'll give you a back-out clause. You can undo it. So the Chai Adam says, yeah, only b'makom tzar. Because after the mission, the Rama already said, b'makom tzar, you can be mekel to undo a kesher, I got to be kesher. Chai Adam says, no, you don't need b'makom tzar. The whole thing is only a chumrah. So if it's not, I didn't mean to tie a kesher, I'll gabi kesher. I meant to tie my shoes, even though I had a mind to last for a week, but I meant to tie my shoes. And then it slips to a kesher, I'll gabi kesher. There's no minute to be machmir on that case. The whole thing is, we're machmir, kesher, I'll gabi kesher, chumrah ba'alma. We're no way machmir. Here, that's not part of the minute. So Chazon Ish brings a riot from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the women are allowed to tie their shirts together. You know, the wraparounds, and they have the two sides to the shirt, so the Mishnah says they could tie that together. That's one of the ksharim that are mutter on Shabbos. So I guess in the Chazon Ish's time, it wasn't common to make a bow. So the Chazon Ish says, what type of knot are they tying? Must be a kesher or gabi kesher. What other type of knot do women tie? And that's, so you see from the Mishnah that kesher or gabi kesher is mutter. So this is, he throws a chumra ba'alma. So I say that's the third approach to how to deal with this Rama of the Kesher or Gabi Kesher. Shari Tshuva as well quotes from a Birke Yosef. He says that the minig was that when they were being golled, this is in the days before the clasp, the thing, gartels that go around the Sefer Torah, they used to have ties. You see it sometimes in some old shuls, they still have that. So the question was, what do they do with Gwila and Shabbos? So how are they going to tie the knot around the Sefer Torah? So the Birkei Yosef says, the minig is to tie a kesher al gabi kesher. The Ramah says, you don't tie a kesher al gabi kesher. Yeah, the Ramah. Kesher al gabi kesher, whatever. He doesn't deal with it. He says, yeah, people, he said there were those who disagreed. But it's miyuta de miyuta. The betelim be miyutaihu. The batel. So you can tie a kesher al gabi kesher for Galilas HaSefer Torah. So does Birkei Yosef mean to totally negate this Ramah? So some Achronim understand yes. Some Achronim though understand no. This is the Ksos HaShulchan or Chaim Noah. It says that the Birkei Yosef didn't mean to disagree with the Ramah. He's saying that there's a difference in kesher al gabi kesher. Sometimes you tie a kesher al gabi kesher and it's very tight. It could be a very tight knot. Sometimes a kesher gabi kesher is very loose, like a decorative kesher gabi kesher, raincoat or something. So he says that's what the Mishnah means, that the woman you would tie their wraparounds with a kesher gabi kesher means it's very loose. I'm going to sit there for hours picking it apart with their fingernails. So that's what the Birkei Yosef meant to say. When they tie a sefer Torah, they also don't tie it so tight. That's mutter. That's not mehudak tfei. It's only when it's mehudak tfei, then we have to worry about the Ramah, that might be a problem of a kesher or a gabi kesher. But if it's not tight, we're not machmir.
And that gets back to the original question of the
Gevurah. No? Yeah, the question is, though, how could the same knot sometimes be a ma'aseh uman and sometimes not be a ma'aseh uman? It's the same knot. Sometimes it's very tight, sometimes it's not very tight. Seems to be a class of ksharim that are called ma'isa uman. Here we're distinguishing, unless you call kesher gabi kesher mehudak is one type of knot. Kesher kesher roughly is another type of knot. But you hear what I'm saying? Because we're trying to fit this in with the ma'isa uman category. So is a kesher gabi kesher ma'isa uman or not? It can't depend whether I tie it tight or I don't tie it tight. Yeah. Yes. Shabbos Shachris, of course, you have less to worry about. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this more when we talk about Aniva. Because most people don't tie Kesher Agabi Kesher. Whenever they have this, they tie an Aniva Agabi Kesher. So if it's meant to last somewhat, that's going to be the Shiloh. We'll come back to it. There, I think they were even talking about, at first I thought they weren't talking about Shachris. Okay, so Kesher Agabi Kesher, we know the Rama says, even if you're also your Hatabo Yom, that part of the Rama we don't accept. But my understanding of the Birka Yosef seems to be it's even Shabbos Mincha. Because they went with the 7 days shot. Not the same day, as long as it's within 7 days, I intend on tying it. Monday, Thursday, they're going to untie it. But if it would be Rosh Chodesh, you know, and they're not going to use that Sefer Torah for another month, I don't know if the Birka Yosef himself would have allowed that. Right, because that's not a Kesher Osei Lahat there. That's a Kesher.
People wear girdles on Shabbos.
Yeah, they do, but they wrap it. We're going to talk about that too. They don't. They only tie one knot, and then they wrap it in.
I have to know what to do.
Yeah, you have to know what to do when you're davening the shtibol. Some shtibol, they won't let you daven without a girdle, so you got to know what to do.
By shoes, what's the
case
of a kasher
on a kasher? You're tying a knot, and you mean to tie a bow, and you tie a double knot.
No.
It happens. It slips through. It could easily slip through, and you come out with a double knot.
And what's it look like? This is a kasher.
That's a kasher.
This is a aniva.
Right.
No, but what's a kasher agabi kasher?
This is now a kasher. Al gabe aniva.
No, but what show kasher agabi kasher?
I guess
that you do that twice.
Do this. Twice, yeah.
Right,
like
you
this.
Do that twice. Right, that's a kesher agabi kesher. One time doing that first knot, let's say you're tying a bag, that first knot is a kesher.
Yeah.
And if you do that twice, it's a kesher agabi kesher. It'll slip out and become a kesher agabi kesher. So you could, the post can say you can undo that.
Okay.
Even though I might have had mine to wait, it'll last for a while. Whatever, the whole thing has been tossed. That's the Ksos HaShulchan. Therefore, Shmir Shabbos also seems to go in this direction, that the Birka Yosef doesn't mean to disagree with the Ramah. And therefore, he says if a woman wants to tie her tichel, some woman tied to, now I think they sell them with the knot tied, but some women, I guess, still tie their tichel off, they should tie it in a loose knot. Or if they're tying a bow on their dress or something, they should tie it in a loose knot. Therefore, the Shmir Shabbos says, let's say you have a child, often, or adults sometimes, if Shefta does this, tie their shoes in double knots, because otherwise it'll fall out. So you want to use a kesher agabi kesher. It really means a kesher agabi aniva agabi kesher, but the assumption is that that's the same thing as a kesher agabi kesher. So I want to tie a double knot. Can you tie shoes in a double knot on Shabbos? Even though I intend to do it, undo it later. It's also a kayin, but maybe it's a maisa uman. Even if you intend to untie it that day, it should be asked in the Rabbanon, for the Ramah. So Shmir Shabbos says, yeah, it's aser for children. Since it's mehudak tvei, there it's very tight, then we have to be choshesh for the Ramah. So Shmir Shabbos says you cannot tie double knots for children, even though you intend to undo it later.
But it's not because it's
masayuma. Yes, we're choshesh, kesher, agabi kesher, masayuma.
One second, no one says that the chashash of kesher, agabi kesher is because it's more kind?
No. That depends. We're assuming it depends on your das right now. It shouldn't. It's okay. Base mayor in the Taz, but we're going with that basic assumption now. However, other achronim hold that the Birka Yosef meant to dismiss the Ramah entirely, like the Aruch HaShulchan. We don't have to worry about a kesher agabi kesher at all. Rav Shechter assumes like that. So Rav Shechter told me he tied his shoes in a double knot on Shabbos.
What's the reason?
Because otherwise he says he's tying his shoes the whole day. So that we'll get to that in a second. But I think one of his assumptions was that the Ramah is either a Chumra Ba'alma, or it's we assume the Birkei Yosef. I think he told me the Birkei Yosef is Cholik on the Ramah. And the Shabbos home.
But isn't that only because it's Malka Mitzvah?
What's the Mitzvah to tie my shoes?
No, Glila.
Glilu, you also have the Malka Mitzvah. We're going to get to it when we talk about Glilu more fully. We're going to talk about Glilu again when we talk about both.
He's posking the Birka Yosef. He's arguing on the Ramah.
Birka Yosef was talking about tying a double knot, yeah. However, the Shabbos home, it could be this is what he meant also, I don't know. But the Shabbos home also has a good svar. He says, by children, of course you're allowed to tie a double knot. The Ramah says you're allowed to tie a kesher agabi kesher with Makom Tsar. For me to every 5 minutes to be tying shoes is with Makom Tsar. He says you're allowed to tie the shoes. I don't know why you couldn't buy just slip-ons, Velcro. I don't know, but I don't know if you're mechuyev to go so far. But that's Shabbos Home calls that. That's called b'makom tzar. The Orcho Shabbos raises a different svar, which I think is also good, which is what Eitan was alluding to, is that if I tie one kesher, that's one, you know, slipping one A through B, then I tie a bow, then I tie a kesher on top of that. I tie the two ends of the bow together. So that's a kesher, agabi aniva, agabi kesher. He says that's not as strong as a kesher, agabi kesher. A real double knot doesn't slip out on its own. Shoes that are double knotted often slip out on their own. So he says that's not mehudak tvei. So that would be mutter. So you could double knot your child's shoe in that fashion.
So why is it only child? It's child's.
Child, you have the best. We assume most only children tie their shoes in double knots, but it could be even for adults.
Not true.
No, I think the Mamakam Tsar is only for a child. Rav Shechter told me, otherwise I'd be tying my shoes all day, so maybe that is called Mamakam Tsar.
Right,
could be. Classical cases by children. But you're right. You're right.
No, I don't know.
So that's the basic framework. Again, for Rashi and the Rush, everything depends on how long it's intended to last. And for the Ram and the Rif, it depends on what's called the Maisa. It also depends on what's called the Maisa Uman. And then two nafkaminas will be, if I want to tie Maisa Uman and then do it that day, that's Asa Midra Banan. For the Ram and the Rif, and we're machmir for that, and Keshra Agabi Keshra might be called a Maisa Uman. But we also chosish for Rashi, that even if I know it's not a Maisa Uman, but I intend to leave it for some period of time, that would be usher as well. One last point that I wanted to discuss in this context is, what if I'm not sure how long I'm going to leave it for? I might undo it that day, I might leave it. So the Taz says that's mutter. I might, if I might undo it that day, or I might leave it for a week, or longer, so then that's mutter. Because the Gemara says that one of the cases that's asa mid rabbanon was the shoes shel rabbanon, kesher shel rabbanon. What is the shoes shel rabbanon? So the Rishonim explained that the rabbanon, people who were into learning, would tie their shoes Friday night, and start learning Friday night, and learn from that Friday night till the next Friday night. That's the time they were sleeping in the base matters, and then when they Friday night they came home for Shabbos meal, they'd undo their shoes. So a whole week long it lasted their shoes, so it lasted for a week. That's asa mid rabbanan. Okay. So the Taz says, wait a minute. If that's the classical case, that's asa mid rabbanan, how did they do this in the first place? How did they tie their shoes Friday? How can we say that's like, it's like the kesher mid rabbanan? The kesher shel rabbanan, that's asa mid rabbanan. Wait a minute. How did the rabbanan tie their shoes Friday night if they were intended to leave it to the next Friday night? If that's the Isra Mid Rabbanon, how can we quote a case that the Rabbanon are doing as Isra Mid Rabbanon? But they do it. So the Taz says no, because we're quoting, in theory, if you would know you're going to leave it for a week, that's Isra Mid Rabbanon. But really, the Rabbanon weren't sure. Once in a while, they'd cave to the pressure and come home during the week and untie their shoes. Or maybe later in Shabbos, they take a Shmatzir, come home and untie their shoes. They weren't sure, though. Sometimes it would last a day. At longest, it would last as a week. So since they weren't sure, says the Taz, that's, you see from the Gemara, that's mutter. The Rabbanon did tie their shoes Friday night, having in mind maybe it would last a week, maybe it would last a day. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Shmir Shabbos assumes like this too, say that's only if I might leave it for, I might undo it that day, or I might leave it for 2 weeks. If I might leave it like that indefinitely, it's a suffek kesher shel kayama, then there's no heter. So it's tempting to say, yeah, because if I might leave it for a week, so suffek derabanan lukua, it's a suffek in derabanan. Maybe it'll last a week, maybe it won't. Suffek derabanan lukua. If it's deraisa, I might leave it like that forever. Suffek deraisa zechumra. But that's not the case, because a suffek derabanan, you can't create a suffek derabanan biadaim. I'm not allowed to do something that I know will make a suffek derabanan lukua. We don't allow one to rely on suffek derabanan lukua. If I happen to fall into a suffek derabanan, I can be meikel. But I can't create a suffik derabanan lukua biyadai. So it must be there's another pshat. Whatever. Say a different pshat. Either that, whatever. You could say that a kesher by derabanan, the ikar is that I have to, as long as I don't have in mind to leave it. And here, I don't have in mind to leave it. I'm a masupak. So as long as I don't have in mind, I don't have proactive das to leave it like that, it's only us in derabanan. I'm sorry, so then it might not even be asa mid rabbanan. Because I might undo it today. For a kesher d'oraisa, it's not enough that I don't have proactive das to undo it. I have to have active das to undo it. I'm sorry. Anyway, whatever it is. The only make, you can rephrase it, go around the circles phrasing it, but either way, by Keshe de Rabbanan, we're Mekel, that if I'm not sure if I'm going to leave it there, so then we're Mekel, and Keshe de Raisa, if I might leave it there forever, then we wouldn't allow one to do that with Chachila. But for this reason, there's a, it's one of the comments that the Shmir Shabbos has is extremely difficult. The Shmir Shabbos throws in a bracket, in the context of something else, that let's say a person ties their shoes on Shabbos, and he might undo his shoes when he takes them off. It depends how tightly he ties them, or he might just slip them off. Let's say Shabbos shoes, right? People have special shoes for Shabbos. So he's going to tie his shoe knots in the morning, and if on Motzei Shabbos he's in a rush, so he'll just kick them off. And the next Shabbos comes, and now for Shabbos morning he wants to put on his Shabbos shoes. Can he undo the knot on Shabbos? So that's this case. Shouldn't that be this case? That if I'm not sure, I might undo it that day, I might undo it the next day. So Shmir Shabbos says, if you do that, you can't undo the knot on Shabbos. If I left it from last week, I can't undo the knot Shabbos morning. You have to put on a different pair of shoes. Or you can squeeze your feet into them with the knots tying to them. You can't undo the knot because it lasted for a week. It's also the same way it's also midr abanan to tie it. It's also midr abanan to undo it. Matir parallel, shadows, the Isser of kosher. If it's also midr abanan to kosher, it's also midr abanan to be matir. It's also midr raisa to be kosher, it's also midr raisa to be matir. If it's heter gomer to be kosher, it's heter gomer to be matir. You got the idea. So here, since it's midr abanan, it'd be also midr abanan to do matir too. So Shmir Shabbos says you cannot undo the shoes that were tied from last week. However, the Shalmei Nisan, Reb Nissen Kaplan, points out, I think correctly, that since the Taz says, if I might have undone it that day, I might have waited a week. And the whole Shaila is only, maybe I'll wait a week, it'll be Durabanan. Maybe I'll undo it that day, it'll be Heter Gomer. So we're Mekel to tie a knot like that. So if we're Mekel to tie a knot like that, we should be Mekel to undo a knot like that. So he quotes like that from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Bach, and he collects, he marshals a bunch of sources, that the same way a Kesher Shel Safek, if the suffix is only on a level of Rabbanim, we're matir to tie it, so too we should be matir, it should be mutter to undo it. He quotes from the Nesiv Chaim. The Nesiv Chaim says, wait a minute, the Taz's whole raya was, how did the Rabbanim tie their shoes Friday night? Why didn't he ask, how did they untie it the next Friday night? So it must be that the same way they're allowed to tie it Friday night, they're allowed to undo it Friday night, because they weren't sure it was going to last a week. Maybe during the week sometime, they would have untied it. Okay. Next time we'll talk about Amir Tashem Bose and Aniva Gabi Kesher and all the wrap up. Yeah.
No, Shmir Shabbos
is Machmeh, yeah.
Shmir Shabbos is again.